Hello, welcome to the English News at Winter Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning in Baguio Province, a conference to implement the tourism cooperation program between Ho Chi Minh City and 13 provincial cities in the Mekong Delta took place and led to the reopening of tourism under the new normal. Last year, the tourism industry was affected by the COVID-19 epidemic. In the Mekong Delta, tourists who come to Mekong Delta decreased by more than 41%, revenue decreased by over 48%, the total tourism revenue of Ho Chi Minh City decreased by more than 39%. The participants focused on discussing many issues to promote tourism development in each locality, gradually building and developing regional tourism sectors, creating a pervasive and overall connection in many fields between Ho Chi Minh City and 13 provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta towards sustainable development. It is attested that the key role of travel businesses and tourism service businesses and tourism associations should be promoted well in developing tourism products and tourism programs that must be attractive, building the characteristics of each locality. At the conference, the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism relaunched tourism under new normal conditions. Mr. Duong Van Viet, Deputy Minister of Culture, Sports and Tourism, suggested that provinces and cities need to continue to ensure safe conditions for epidemic prevention control, ensure that the destination is safe, create, develop unique and specific tourism products, and so on. On the official visit to Vietnam of the President of the Republic of Sierra Leone, Julius Maida Bio and his wife, this afternoon, he and his company visited India Ocean Liberty Limited Company, Thuknok District, Kantar City. Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Khè believes that this official visit to Vietnam of President Julius Maida Bio and his wife will contribute to bringing cooperation tighter between the two countries to a new height in the future, making practical contributions to stability, peace and development in the region and the world. Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Khè thanked the President, his delegation for the attention and wished that the President would create unconvenient conditions for Vietnamese businesses in general, including Kantar City in particular, to trade with foreign companies. In his visit, Vietnam and the Republic of Sierra Leone has signed many bilateral cooperation documents among the ministries and departments of the two countries in the fields of diplomacy, agriculture, and fisheries, creating the foundation for the cooperation between the two sides. In compliance with the official dispatch number 863 and notice number 2 of the City People's Committee on the work of fighting the COVID-19 epidemic, on the morning of March 18, Kantar City Department of Industry and Trade coordinated with the Economic Board of Kadang District to check out convenience stores, supermarkets, and traditional markets in its area. The delegation came to survey the business situation and prevent the COVID-19 epidemic of businesses. To understand the situation of goods storage supply, the association of consumption and implementation of the program, Vietnamese people give priority to using Vietnamese goods as well as the care and protection of consumers in the locality. Over inspection shows that although the units have a rental place to wash hands and disinfect and put up 5K propaganda slogans, there are still some consumers and small traders who are subjective and neglect to protect their health. Mr. Hao Wuxian, Director of the Department of Industry and Trade, asked Market Management Board, supermarket and convenience store leaders to continue to strengthen propaganda to mobilize consumers, sales staff, and small traders. It is necessary to raise awareness more, not to be subjective before the epidemic situation is still complicated. Brief news. The second conference of Pairs of Delegation 31 in Persian and online format opened with the participation of representatives of countries attending the 31st Southeast Asian Games taking place in Hanoi on March 18. Vietnam is studying to inject the fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Today, Vietnam lost 133,174 new cases of COVID-19 infection. The national tally now stands as 7,367,112. On March 18, Kansas City confirms 129 cases of COVID-19 infection. The Ministry of Transport has just submitted a report number 2417 TTG-BGTVT to the Prime Minister for a pre-feasibility research report on Châu Đốc - Cần Thơ - Sóc Trăng Expressway Construction Project Phase 1. That's all for the English News of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.